And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week, but I'm going to save it till the second bit. I also have not one, but two mystery assistants this week, which is quite exciting. I wonder if I can get them to give a shout. I will reveal their identities later, but in the meantime, mystery assistants, shout. There you go, two mystery assistants. That's one to pour the wine and one to grill my cheese.
Do the mystery assistants abide by the normal rules of being a mystery assistant?
Well, that they don't talk?
No, there was another unwritten rule.
The unwritten rule that they suck me off. Was that the one you were on about?
Might have been.
Right, yeah. No, I'm going to have to get some very specialist mystery assistants in for that. I might have been lying about that, actually, when I've had mystery assistants here before and possibly said they were sucking me off during the making of the show. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to keep up the general tirade I do against you because that'd have been too much. Oh, teeth! So, I think I probably ought to get on with the first song, Tony. Here it comes, Freedom Faction. Was Freedom Faction and Blah Blah Blah, taken from their EP of the same name, Freedom Faction, not Blah Blah Blah, which is out on Nothing Records. They put it out themselves, five tracks on it. Blah Blah Blah, 1, 2, 3, 4, Viva La Punk, which I think we've played before. I'll hang, open brackets on you, every word, close brackets, and come up and get it. Rah. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Freedom Faction's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Freedom Faction.
Haha, no. MySpace.com/Freedom Faction UK, which means it's Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony Nil. Now, you're listening to the Dead 60s right now. They are actually dead. Not the people, the band, but we still play them because they're fantastic. And I would have MySpace comments for you this week, mate, but I haven't because no one's done any again. And there's no point in me lying. So what I've got instead... By the way, I would invite you to add us on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, and send us your comments to the page. No more than 2,500 characters, but then let's face it, if there were that many of you, you wouldn't need to leave me a comment. You'll live by yourself, prove it. Right, now, so what I've got instead is, and it's become very popular in recent weeks, Comedy Suburbs, The first one of which comes... And this ties in with Word of the Week as well, Tony. Right?
Okay.
This has come to me from a bloke called Kevin Machin, who is... This would be a classic How Did You Meet moment on Facebook, except we're not mates on Facebook, so we can't do it. But he runs the Engineer's Arms in Henlow. And he's got a 7-foot wife.
Okay. Right.
And he has he sent me this joke through, but it's kind of a Word of the Week. You'll see what I mean when I do it anyway, right? It says, while stitching up the hand of a 75-year-old Norfolk farmer who cut it on a gate while working cattle, the rural doctor struck up a conversation with the old man. Eventually, the topic got around to Gordon Brown and his appointment as Prime Minister. Well, you know, drawled the old farmer, the brown fellow is what they call a fence post tortoise. And that is, in fact, the Word of the Week, fence post tortoise. Here goes. Not being familiar with the term, the doctor asked him what a fence post tortoise was. The old farmer said, when you're driving along a country road and you come across a fence post with a tortoise balanced on top, that's called a fence post tortoise. The old farmer saw a puzzled look on the doctor's face, so he continued to explain, you know, he didn't get up there by himself. He definitely doesn't belong there. He doesn't know what to do while he is up there. And you just have to wonder what kind of idiot put him there in the first place.
Nice.
There you go. That's a fence post tortoise.
That's quite nice.
Quite a few people who could be described as fence post tortoise, one of which is having his birthday soon in Itchin. Now, so Tone, I do have to ask the question, as we're shooting straight on here, have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your Podcast Alley. Always coming thick and fast. Thank you very much.
I like to become thick and fast.
Yeah. There you go. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do vote for us. Easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you say
wish. I did actually hit my computer yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, when you said hit that, it brought it all back. I actually made a fisting motion there. I know you like fisting. I got so annoyed with it, with the internet packing up and everything going slowly, that I did punch the keys on my keyboard. I just punched it.
Did it work?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the most amazing thing about it is I punched it and it just got back into life and I could finish off the game of poker I was playing. More of that later, sorry.
Okay, there you go. So proof that it works. Leave a subject and a comment and I'll read them out. Still plenty of time in May to vote. So vote for us. Milky Pants. Merry Easter
Milky
time.
Milky Pants!
Milky Pants! Merry Easter time, guys. A poog a poog from Dr. Spoon. That's
obviously
from a while ago.
We've been to Bun Moon. We followed Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon. Dr. Spoon.
Yeah. Punky Rocks. I'm listening to your podcast.
It doesn't if you just heard me singing.
I'm listening to
Punky
your
podcast. Folks.
I'm listening to your podcast from the middle of Siberia, and I enjoy it every time. Great music and funny humour. Thank you for the great work. From Russia with love, Alexei. Thank you very much.
Alexei, you legend. I do like... No, although, to be fair, if he's living in the middle of Siberia and we're all he's got, he must think we're fucking brilliant.
Yeah, well, he'd be right.
Yeah. Oh, no, Tony!
What?
What have you not realised? Maybe he's listening on Radio Free Russia.
He might be.
Maybe it's the first person to get in touch. I know he's been in touch before, but to actually get in touch, he's listening to us on Pirate Radio on Radio Free Russia. Hello, Radio Free Russia. Why don't the other 300 million of you get in touch? Admittedly, that would be a very full Podcast Alley.
That is true, yeah. It'd take a while. But yeah, if you get in touch, let us know if you do. It's Wicked Radio, isn't it?
It is Wicked Radio. Mm. Hello, Wicked Radio.
Hello. Fluffers.
Oh, are we in China as well?
We're everywhere. Maybe not at China. Don't know. Were we?
I don't think we go out in China. No. We go out in North Korea.
Yeah.
We could be daisy chained across the border, I suppose.
Fluffers.
Respect. Free Tibet!
Yeah.
Just in case they are listening.
Respect to the punky fluffers. Keep it up, guys. Always fluffing. Arstus. P.S.
Yeah,
it is indeed Arstus.
It is Arstus.
It is Arstus, not Rastus misspelled. Although my email address is Rastus at... Rastus is my old online moniker, but I was dubbed Arstus on account of being told Arse, and it kind of stuck. Punky feels like Arstus terrain. Rastus is too nerdy for these parts. Online schizophrenia, fuck yeah.
So yeah, but never mind about that. Both the mystery assistants are now got glazed looks over their eyes and are worried about a bit of fluffing.
I'd worry.
I'm so alone.
Punky rules. Still laughing out loud after 3 years of listening. It never gets old. Keep it up, smacktards.
That first episode was good.
It's been more than 3 years, hasn't it? Is it just our third birthday or fourth? Fourth, isn't it, this year?
Well, Tony, how many shows did you say we'd done last week?
196.
And how many weeks are there in the year?
32.
Do you want to think about that?
50. I know there's 52, it was a joke. It's a joke, like, do you know what I mean? Do you know what a joke
Well, in
like?
That case then, Tony, by your reckoning, we've been going over 6 years.
That's right. Feels like it. 4 years.
It does now.
Shoop, shoop. Don't you make a sign when the sugar devil comes around?
That's just the way he looks.
Hooker E783. Blimey. That's a lot of hookers.
That's not a very popular surname, is it?
Yeah. And finally, Top Dollar.
If Jones, Davis, E783.
If Punky isn't the best podcast in the known universe, then I'm not a twat. And that's from Dappy Hat, who's clearly a twat.
What, did Dappy Hat say he was clearly a twat?
If Punky
It's rhyming slang tone. Maybe on this week's Is a Twat, we could say, Is a Dappy Hat.
Could do.
That's too much for you, isn't it?
It is too much, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I just remember it. It's way too long. But there you go. That's it for the podcast Saturday this week.
Thank you very much, and please do keep voting for us. Makes no odds. Really, we just really like to get
the vote. Oh, you've got loads of interference coming over.
It's all right. I had my foot on the mic cable. There's still interference. I'm not touching anything. Stop. It's gone. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Lovely. Keep that in. It's live. It's time for the next track, Tony.
Okay.
And this is a track from a band called The Auteur, who, interestingly, will be playing Club 85 on their June tour to promote the release of their new EP. We're going to play a track of it now, but we're not playing the main track. No, sir. I listened to everything. We're playing track 4 out of 5. What I want to know is, what is The Auteur's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Auteur.
No, the clue was in the first one, mate. It's myspace.com/TheAuteurUK. Come on. Poorly be the internet too. Tony Neil, you're a Friday night.
To get
was the auteur, Tony. What do you think of that?
Very nice.
See, I think our younger listeners will like that, Tony.
Well, I'm down with the kids.
Something for... What, sorry?
I'm down with the kids.
Yeah. I think our older listeners... But no, Tony, I was going to say something utterly inappropriate then, and I stopped myself. Our older listeners will like the last track this evening. It's time, as we listen to Dr. Slagglebury in the background, again, for the younger listeners with all their mathcore nonsense, for Comedy Suburbs Part 2. Now, we would have Facebook ads this week, but I forgot to do them. So I'll do them next week, he said. This has come through. Well, you'll see when I read it out. Dear Paul, another Comedy Suburbs for you. Kiss Kiss, the self-proclaimed favourite canard, nard, nard, and Chantel. There were these two best friends out playing golf one beautiful day. After hitting their tee shots, both noticed that neither was even near the fairway. One friend had gone way left and the other way right. They decided that since the shots were so bad, they'd just meet up at the hole. The first guy went off and looked and finally found his ball sitting down deep in a field of beautiful buttercups. He promptly pulled out his 7-iron. Oh, I'll pull out my 7-iron. And started whacking away. Buttercups were flying everywhere, but the ball wouldn't come out. Well, Mother Nature was observing the scene and finally got mad. She swooped in from all around and said to the man, I've created this beautiful field of buttercups, and you have no respect for them at all. Now they are ruined. You have no choice. You leave me no choice but to punish you. Since these are buttercups, your punishment is that you cannot have butter for a year. The man started to laugh and went back to slashing away at the buttercups. I'll slash away at your buttercups. Getting even more ticked off, Mother Nature yells, "Hey, this is no laughing matter. What is so funny?" The man looked up and said, "My buddy over there is kicking the shit out of the pussy willows." Possibly that joke might have been funny if I'd managed to be able to read it. Unfortunately, my old eyes and Tahoma 10 meant that I had a few problems there. Tony, I feel like a bit of a twat myself, but have you got a twat?
I do. Well, since last week's twatless shenanigans, I have a plethora of twat.
Brilliant.
That I shall be saving over the next 4 to 6 weeks.
You're swimming in twat, aren't you?
I am. And I tell you, it's quite a nice experience. Always nice after wanting soap for so long. After my dry spell. But the first one is... It kind of rang a bell with me. Something similar happened around the East Neck of the Woods recently. It's from Murphy the Yeti. Here we go. Oh, if you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Don't put off by me actually having twat. I still want more, because I'm hungry like that, and I'm a bit selfish. Anyway, I bow before you, King Twatinkarmoon, and offer succulent twat in the form of a group of children in the area where I live, who have invented a new game of kicking down the front walls of people's gardens for no reason. They tried to nobble
Boston
my...
kick out!
They tried to nobble my wall on Friday night, but I chased them down the road into a cul-de-sac where they hid for about 2 minutes, the little piss mops. They resurfaced and had the tenacity to walk past me. I did what any young man would do, ran and grabbed the biggest one and threatened to beat him down, then drag him home by his balls to his parents, who I'm sure would be pleased to hear what their wank stain on the duvet of society's son has been up to.
I think they'd be more concerned about the fact that a bloke had walked into their house grabbing their kids by the balls, actually.
Good point.
Well made.
Yeah. So later that night, they kicked down my neighbour's wall. I suppose you can't win them all. So for kicking down walls for no reason, the piss mops from Camberley in Surrey is a bunch of twats, hopefully. And that was on Murphy the Yeti. Similar thing happened to my parents' fence a couple of weeks ago. The kids came around and decided to just kick in the fence and have to phone in the police, who very helpfully gave us a insurance number, a crime number for the insurance, but wouldn't come out. It happened about 2 or 3 times. So I can appreciate this twat.
Yeah, I can, Tone, but as soon as you said A similar thing happened to my parents last week. I thought you were going to say, I kicked in someone's fence and then they dragged me around with mum and dad's by the balls.
Yeah.
We'll just go with, it's a twat. These kids don't deserve anything other than twat.
Okay, so these random piss mops from Camberley, Surrey, is a twat. Yeah, thank you very much.
Twat you'd like us to mention on the show, do email tony@punkyradio.com. Tightly email is a twat. Right, Tony, just before the next song, I'd like to introduce you to the mystery assistants this week, who are Hamboy and Always Looking.
Hello.
And, as you know, an irregular feature on the show is that I will pick out a Darwin Award. The Darwin Awards are awarded to people who have improved the gene pool of the world by dying in spectacularly stupid form. I've given Hamboy or Always Looking, I actually don't know which one's going to walk over here, the opportunity to read one out for themselves. So I'm going to stand away from the mic and I'm going to hand... Oh, it's Always Looking!
Oh.
How exciting. Watch out for the mic lead, Always. I'll step over here and you step there, all right?
Hello. Always Looking. Here. I'm not going to do the whole Darwin Award English accent.
You're a
vicious. Nilpon. Okay, this is my normal voice. Sorry to disappoint. This Darwin Award goes to a young man in Italy, 1997, and it goes like so. A man was found naked and dead with an unidentified mass attached to his penis. The coroner examined the man and, in a brilliant display of detective work, determined that he had connected a cow heart to electric cables and plugged the apparatus into a normal 220-volt outlet. He then tried to have sex with this quickly pumping toy and was killed by electricity unleashed by the object of his desire. Nice. What do you think to that, Tony?
Very nice. And it's impressed Welsh. By the accent as well.
Which one? Mine or the Dutch one?
The Dutch one, clearly.
I'll pass you back to Paulie B.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
I'm looking out for the lead.
I'll quickly pump your toy.
Don't even know what that means.
Well, of course you don't. You don't. Like, nobody knows what I'm on about. Basically, everything I say, Tony, equates to the fact that I'm desperate for a shag. When are you going to pick up on that? You live with a woman. I live with a sprained left wrist. Right. Anyway, it's time for song three. From the Man Files, Hoy Festa.
この恋のこの語り好きで
that was Hoy Fester and Muzo Shuto. Sorry, Muzo Shujo. That's right. And that is, of course, from JapanFiles.com, my favourite Japanese alternative music website. I do recommend that you go there, JapanFiles.com. As I've said before, easiest website to buy music on, especially for me, as they gave me 200 free credits, the lovely people, of which this is the 20th that we've played. So we've now played 20. It means we played 19 different bands because we played the Outmods twice. Man. This is Hoy Fester and another bit of Japanese ska. Working my way through the ska over the Land of the Rising Sun. Chika, chika. So what I know is, Tony, what is Hoy Fester's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hoy Fester.
And how are you spelling Hoy Fester?
H-O-I-F-E-S-T-A.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1. The fight back begins. Now, Tony, have you managed to have a look at this GoDaddy thing yet?
You know what? I've been so busy. So
no, it seems like you've been busy every week for 3 years, Tony. But on an alternative basis, every fortnight, you seem to know all about it. It's the weirdest thing. Let me remind you.
Okay.
Essentially, GoDaddy.com are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
sales.
Oh, very good, plural. And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. Shopping cart constructions and... dude, easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
...into the space provided, you can now get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's...
PUNKY2.
...which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I'm a bit stoned.
Right.
So it would seem sensible to play the next song, which is by the Priscillas. It's called Jimmy in a Dress. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Priscillas MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Priscillas.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. This is the third track from their album, which I'm just getting now, called quite simply, don't know, Nag's Head Records. It's got, hang on, Paul, you can open this. I can open this because it's only on the thing I've got, it's only on the CD itself. 10,000 volts. Now, the Priscillas have offered to do our show, a Dolly Remixture in Itchin, at some point, which I'm very excited about. So I'd like to dedicate this song to Mushy Bees. Mushy Bees, you are one of the nicest trannies I've ever met, because I've met some bad ones, Tone.
Have you?
Yeah. Like anyone, really. You don't want to watch him playing pool. Here we go. Anyway, this is the Priscillas and Jimmy in a Dress.
Directing all the people to go down to the very next ride. Jimmy shimmy, away you going tonight. Jimmy shimmy, you're looking quite a sight. Jimmy shimmy, in your very own style. Jimmy shimmy, Jimmy shimmy, yeah. Jimmy shimmy with the bass and he left. Jimmy shimmy, you're looking quite a mess. Jimmy shimmy, where you going to then? Jimmy shimmy, Jimmy shimmy, yeah. Jimmy shimmy went
Tone.
Yes.
Stop looking out my window. I didn't let you look out my window. That was the Priscillas and Jimmy in a dress. Tone, this is unusual, isn't it? Because you're sat there in the heart of Sherwood Forest.
Yeah.
And by yourself, because the Merry Men have gone elsewhere. They've gone AWOL. They're off to Nottingham Parcel. They're off to Nottingham Parcel. They're off to a gift wraps Nottingham big building, not even castle. They're off to Nottingham Parcels. And I'm sat here with a fucking audience, handboy and always looking.
Yeah.
In the house, respect. So, yes, listen, Tony, I just want to tell you briefly about what I did last weekend. Because I was doing Jongleurs Camden, which is London's premier comedy gig, and I was comparing. Oh, yeah. The audience didn't care. Friday night, they were a bit all over the place. Saturday night, we had a Welsh stag do down the front, and I got very excited about there being a Welsh stag do. I was really quite excited that Welsh, I love Wales and Welsh, and they were absolute arseholes.
Really?
And I didn't personally, but the big airy fellas came in and threw them out by half time, by which time it wasn't as good a gig as it actually could have been, but it was still good fun, and all the acts on were great, and thank you to Sean Collins and Mark Mayer and Jeff Norcott doing a good gig. And the open mic spot was a guy called Paul Garvey, who is not... I thought, I recognise you. And I turned on Sky Sports News today, and he was one of the anchormen on it.
Oh, right.
Not called Paul Garvey, so clearly he doesn't want to get the sports facts and japes confused. On the way back on the Friday night, I went to a pub in Letchworth called The Globe, where I met up with Brian, the landlord, and his Mrs. Ali, and their daughter, Victoria. Now, Victoria, Tony, I'm going to describe her dress. Mm. It wasn't an actual dress, her clothing. See what you come up with, right? There it goes. She had a black trilby hat with white pinstripes on it and a skull and crossbones. Right. A red top, black miniskirt, black tights, and very, almost to the knee, black knacker golf boots with loads of buckles on.
A pirate version of Minnie Mouse?
Well, yeah. But what do you think I accused her of being of?
Don't know. Nick Shawsort?
Right, Tony. Let's think again about what this show has been over the last few years. And what's the thing we shout the most in a high-pitched voice that's possibly to do with the form of emotional punk rock that maybe people are familiar with?
Did you accuse you ever been a Kitten Blood?
Kitten Blood! Kitten Blood!
Kitten Blood!
Oh, Kitten Blood! I accused of being an emo. I got the following response. I am not an emo, I'm a person. And then she ran off crying. Thus proving my point.
Diary in hand to the toilet.
Yeah, I'm going to render my diary in Kim Blood. So, and I've challenged her to listen to this week's show, saying that we're playing loads of emo music.
Nice. Right.
So, Victoria, if you are listening, you deserve everything you've got. And I will be doing a show there. And before you say anything, Tony, she's 14.
Do you remember before
she's
I say anything?
Me.
All right.
Yeah, I know what you were thinking. I could feel your dirty mind coming down my mic lead, out of the mic, into my eye.
How rude.
It was rude, yeah. Yeah, thanks very much. So that was Friday night. Saturday night, I ended up back there at the Globe, where a bloke who I know took great pleasure. You know how I've been banned from driving, or as I call it, doing my bit for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bloke took great pleasure in saying, "Oh, you were really unlucky, mate. I drink and drive all the time. I'm fine." Oh, thanks very much. What's your address again? Might notice the number plate. Give the fuzz a bit of a fucking call, you retard. So that was that. Anyway, the one thing I didn't do over the weekend, Tom, was see any gigs.
Didn't you?
Now, are there any coming up?
Well, there is. So yeah, let's go straight into Tony's
international gig guide.
Right, I've been Mr. Popular this week. I've had twats and gig guide. Cool. It's brilliant. So I've got two. I'll do
You're
one
like
now.
Robbie Williams.
The first one's from John from the Beach Boys.
He looks like a monkey, doesn't he?
Does he?
Do you think Robbie Williams looks like a monkey?
Yeah, he does.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's from Stoke, and as we know, everyone in Stoke sounds like a gay scouser. So Robbie Williams is actually a gay scouse monkey. There you go, I've said it.
It's controversial. No, it's not.
But it's accurate.
No, it's accurate, yeah.
Gay scouse monkey.
So, this is from John. Hi, Tony. For your gig guide, the Bleach Boys are playing at the Rotfabrik in Zurich on May 23rd. Well, actually 24th, as we go on at 2 a.m. at the Rock Circus Bill, which is an odd show featuring psychic TV, fire eaters, and people who stick fish hooks into their skin and hand off to the ceiling.
Sounds like the Red Arm.
Yeah. So full lineup can be seen at Rotefabrik, rotefabrik.ch/de. Oh, just go to that one. That'll be fine. That's a way too long email address. So that's from John from the Bleach Boys. Thank you very much. May 23rd.
Thank you very much, John. He did get in touch with me first, and he said, "Listen, have you thought of booking the Bleach Boys for Dolly Remixture?"
Right.
By text, and I sent him an email back saying, "No, you are utterly inappropriate." And got a text back from him saying, "Thank you for your honesty. By the way, we're doing a gig."
Nice.
I said, "Well, you need to email it to tony@punkyray.com," and he did. So, well done, John. I've got a lot of time for John out at the Bleach Boys. He's a nice man, he listens to the show, and they're a great band.
Good, they are.
Thanks for that, Tone. Yeah. Right, so I'm now going to hand you over, controversially, to Always Looking, who has a side project when she's not being a Dutch man, giving us advice on road etiquette.
Right.
She also does something else, so I'm going to get a walk over now, try not to step on my precarious lead. And have you been bowling Always Looking? Michelle, always bowling. Always getting a strike and a spare. I'm going to pass her over now.
Okay.
So she can talk about her bits and bobs. This one's for the ladies.
Okay. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Tony.
Why don't you tell us about your Course It Is venture?
I will do. Course It is the North Harts base home of corsetry. And I've got for your delectation corsets, knocking things off the sofa while I'm talking on radio, waspies, frilly knickers, nipple tassels. I'll do two for £15. And these are sold at Dolly Remixture and also at private parties. So you can find me on Facebook. My group is called Course It Is, and I've also got a MySpace page too. So look me up on Facebook or MySpace and book me for a corset party, and I'll truss you up like the turkey you are.
Thanks. What's a waspie?
A waspie is a small corset that just pulls in your squidgy bits. So it's the most dramatic of corsets, giving you up to a 6-inch cinch.
Oh, cool. I'm just making a note of that one so I can get it for Christmas.
Yeah, no worries. I'll fit you up, baby.
Excellent.
Right, I'll move on.
Okay.
See you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Hey, Tony.
Hello.
I've got a 6-inch cinch.
Have you? There's no answer to that.
What did he say? Is he going to truss you up like what?
A turkey?
Like a turkey. She's going to tie you up and call you a naughty little parcel. Right. So, yeah, that was a little bonus ad there for those of you who do email me regularly saying you hate the ads. I can strongly recommend you do visit Course It Is. They're, what she didn't say is that they are roughly half the price of other corsets on the basis that she's totally below board, pays no VAT, buys them for cash, sells them for cash, no one knows about it. And Bob is your auntie's living lover.
Excellent.
I'm particularly pleased that she shouted serotonin at one point for no apparent reason whatsoever. Here's track 5. That was Aces and Eights and Thief, Liar, Whore. Aces and Eights we like. They're from Leeds, I think. And the lead singer has sent me several messages and a handwritten letter. Ooh. Saying they're really glad with what we're doing and they're really pleased that we play their stuff. And I'm really pleased about them as well. They are one of the premier psychobilly bands in the UK at the moment. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Aces and Eights.
Oh, you've really got no memory. No, it is myspace.com/ the creature, the eight, Sheboygan, and the eight is the number eight. Paulie being Internet 3, Tony 2.
Oh well, don't win them all.
Sometimes I don't think you're as competitive as you should be. You know I want to win every week. I don't get the chance normally. You're listening to Guanabat right now, who are obviously one of the premier psychobilly bands to ever come out of the UK. And I just want to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing this weekend, Tony.
Okay.
By the way, have you got any gigs on this weekend? You going to anything, doing anything, having any fun?
We're always having fun. We're supposed to have a gig this week on Monday, but it got moved to Thursday. So, yes, I'm playing Thursday night, the 21st, at the Intake. With Right Hand Pink. It's about the bands. And it's free. So we're just walking. About 9-ish, I think. It's your start. So that should be nice. That's it, I think. Yeah.
That's it, yeah?
Yeah.
Thursday night, I'll be at Thursday Fury, which I'm amazed Russ hasn't advertised on his international gig guide. I will be there at the Black Horse in Luton this Thursday. If you are in the Luton area, I do recommend that show, because it's just it's Russ and various other DJs. You may remember I DJed last month. Yeah, first ever DJ job. I think it went pretty well. But excellent music. Absolutely brilliant music. It's quite specialised. You won't hear a song that's been in the charts. You hear album tracks by alternative artists pretty much pre-1990, so it's expect to hear the likes of Fad, Gadget and Gang of Four, those of you aficionados out there. When I was there last month, they played Soft Cell. Yeah, I'll break the mould. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, I'm doing Jonglers Battersea. Last weekend, the Jonglers Camden, Jonglers Battersea was the first alternative cabaret club in London. The Comedy Store was the first gig. Jonglers Battersea was second. And in their infinite wisdom, they've got me comparing the show this weekend, which effectively means I'm the second most important comic in London on Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, might wank off to that. Sunday, I'm doing The Vic in Hitchin. Now, I've started a new night, Tony, in Camden. First show is Wednesday, June the 10th, called Rather.
Hmm.
And when I looked at the place and everything about it, I thought, this sounds like a fantastic thing to do. This is going to be really cool. I like the look of this. And then on the Monday, I went into the Victoria pub, where I bumped into Vic, who, in fear of getting in touch with my Kimblood side, she did lend me a vase to put my carnations in. Now, I'm not sure, for those of you out there in punky radio land, how you actually feel about that, about the fact that Paulie B, the bloke who makes out, is a big fucking dirty wanker causing bother every week and all that shit and all that, has got two vases full of carnations, but I have. I spoke to her and she said, oh, we're doing an acoustic show weekend after next. Would you be up for doing it? Now, Tony, you know how I feel about acoustic music.
You don't like it.
Yes, that is true. But I did say to her, listen, I have got a semi-acoustic guitar. I've got a semi. and if you flick it hard enough, it's acoustic. That's right. I'm now a Chinese monk. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So she said, we're doing an acoustic show this weekend. Would you be up for doing a set? I went, a set of what? Pearl Necklace? So I did agree, and I'm doing a set at the Victoria pub in Hitchin this Sunday at 8 o'clock, and it's a bank holiday the next day, which is good because you'll need to get leather to get over the shit that I'm going to do. Now, have you got, speaking of gigs, Tone?
Yes.
Have you got another gig guide?
I do. And this one's from Russ, so we'll best make it a Tony's
international Russ
guide.
Massive call.
This one, Russ. So, dear pig sniffers, the world of
Hello.
Russ extends out for an evening to the boundaries of Bedford with DJ.
Excuse me, Tony, one second. Always looking. Can you stop punching my partition wall? and carry on.
The World of Rules extends
the punch.
Extends out for an evening to the boundaries.
Your partition wall.
Extends out for an evening to the boundaries of Bedford, with DJ Nephilim Babe playing a guest slot at this Friday's Alt Plus Control event at Esquire's Nightclub, 60A Bromham Road, Bedford.
Bromham! Weirdo!
£3 before 11 p.m. or band after.
I really like that huge rock singer, John Bonham. Tony, we're having more fun over here than you can possibly imagine. It's almost like being in Nottingham.
Really?
Every town has its ups and downs. Not only the ups, but sometimes the downs. Not in Nottingham. Man.
Sorry, carry on. That's beautiful, Paul.
I've finished.
Are you sure?
I've finished.
Okay.
You joined in. What are you talking about?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. So, come
you've
and
join. You've got a sarcastic tone in your voice.
Have I?
You oily catwank.
An oily catwank.
I haven't called anyone that for years.
I'm pleased you chose me for that particular insult that you've saved up for years.
You oily catwank. That should have been word of the week, not fucking fence made a tortoise. Shit.
Yeah, but we always say it shouldn't have the swear word in it.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to say cat.
So come and join us to hear the best of late 70s and 80s electro pop, new wave, new romantic, up to nowadays glam and sleazy electro. myspace.com/alternatecontrolUK for more details. That's from Russ.
Brilliant, but fuck that. Go to Luton on Thursday.
There you go. But you also see Russ.
Where is Alternate Control, Tone? Sorry, I missed that.
Bedford. Bromham Road.
Esquire's. A fan.
Esquire's nightclub.
Band venue. I saw Spear of Destiny there. But that's another story. Beg pardon. Oh, Hamboys just piped up. They saw the Dead 60s there. Was that in their rubbish second album phase? Yeah. Rubbish. So disappointment and general rubbishness and feeling like moving to Stoke.
Is that where they moved?
Beg pardon.
Oh.
Do you know, all I did then, Tone, was I put my right hand out in a kind of I'm going to tickle your bollocks fashion. I'm sure you know the move I've made, ladies.
Right.
And my left hand was filled up with red wine.
That's very nice.
It's controversial to say Hamboy, I think you might be Jesus, what with him and his family killing the man. but... I am going to get him over now just to have a little word about his hairdressing salon. Oh, actually, just before you go, Fitz, I walked into a barber's one day and, it's fucking the weirdest thing. There's this rabbit and he's putting clothes on and then taking them off again and putting them on and taking them off again. And I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, sorry, this is hairdressing for men. That was enough to make you sneeze, Tony. Right, yeah. I'm going to pass over Hamboy now, and then he can do his last bit, and then we can get on with this fucking show.
Okay.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Felix. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Sorry about Jesus and all that.
That's all right. It's all right. It's a long time ago. Yeah, I've got over it.
I wasn't there.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to plug the shop now.
Okay.
I'm going to say, basically... that which runs alongside Charlie's Corsetters business. We also have a business called Farley's, the hairdressers. And we do some pretty cool haircuts. We still got a fair share of kitten bloods coming in.
Kitten blood.
And also we do a lot of punk cuts, a lot of rockabilly cuts, a lot of quiffs. Everything, not yours though. Right. And everything we use is organic. Everything we use is vegan. We're pretty down with the Dolphin crew. But yes, all going very well, and it's in Hitchin. And you can find us on MySpace and Facebook by putting in Farley's Hair Salon, and that'll get you there. And haircuts are good, the music's even better, the coffee's shit though.
Whereabouts Hitchin are you?
We're in Ickleford Road, okay. Just outside the town centre. It's very close to the Victoria Pub, putting on some very good music at the moment.
Cool.
So we're just around the corner from there. I'll go there every Friday after work.
Excellent.
Sometimes during work. Anyway, that's me. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Felix.
And if you would like your hair cut by Captain Pugwash, why not visit Farley's Green Salon in the back of Nearly Orange, up a back street called Ickleford Road, just down from the police station. I know, I'm really selling this to you. It's a fabulous place to get your hair styled, Tony.
Yes, but you didn't go there.
I don't go there. My hair doesn't need styling. My hair needs replenishing. Unfortunately, as good as Felix is, he doesn't have magic powers. So, I think we need to go on with the last song, Tone. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm excited about this, Tone.
All right.
I'm excited. 1978, Tony. 1978. I'd like to cast your mind back to potentially before you were born.
I was one.
You were one?
Yeah.
In 1978, you were one, Tony. Now, I missed the first phase of punk rock. I was too young. But I do remember a documentary called 10 Years After that came out. Well, actually, it was about 76, 77 it came out. And it went through, at the time, the music of a decade ago. Now, that's the music now of 30 years ago, Tony. And how does that make me feel? Like shit in a bucket. But I do remember this rockumentary. It had fabulous music on it all the way through. It had some really early Clash songs and The Fall and Sex Pistols, and Sham 69 did a particularly good version of Angels with Baby Face, with Dirty Faces, which was on a Thank You Handboy, which was on whatever Tony Wilson project was. It was the same one that everyone got banned from, right? But one of the bands that was on 10 Years After on this show, which I believe was on ITV, it must have been, because there were commercial breaks, which in those days, Handboy's helpfully shouting Granada, like we're all familiar with inland Spain, right? So but the long and short of it is, there was one band on the show called Penetration. Now, I was obviously very excited about the fact they were called Penetration. I was a teenage boy, man. But they played one song, and I didn't like it that much live, but because I knew they were one of the classic bands ever in terms of punk rock, when Captain Oi sent me the album through, I did listen to it. I listened to it again, and the studio version I think is absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, Tony, now bearing in mind I believe it's Poorly Be the Internet 3, Tony 2, so there's quite a lot riding on this. What is Penetration's MySpace page? The clue is in the preamble.
MySpace.com/Penetration77.
Oh! Good effort! Well done for noticing the preamble, but you are wrong. Ha! It's MySpace.com/Penetration78. Tony, good. I'd love to give you one, but I can't. It's Poorly Being Internet 4, Tony 2, Champione. Speaking of which, I'm going to see Scunthorpe Millwall this Sunday at Wembley. Oh yeah, I live the dream. This is Don't Dictate. Penetrating voices going through my head. I haven't listened to what you never said. Always there waiting with the answers. Who won't suffer the consequences? Talk between the two. Right or wrong, there is no answer. Don't tell me what to do. It's my choice, I'm taking a chance. We'll be right back. Well, that was Penetration and Don't Dictate. I'll dictate the penetration, Tony.
Okay.
I'll dictate where it goes as well. I'll dictate my penetration to you, you dirty fucker.
So that's fisting and penetration. Do we open the show with fisting?
That's right, you fucking love it, you bitch.
Really?
Thank you very much for listening to this week's show. Please do add all the bands on MySpace. They were Freedom Faction, The Auteur, Hoy Esther, The Priscillas, Aces and Aches, and Penetration. And please do leave a comment on their pages and our pages and buy their stuff. What else should you do, Tony?
Please do vote for the Podcast Alley. Go to punkradio.com and hit the link at the top of the page. Enter subject and comment and vote for us. Another thing we're severely lacking at the moment is iTunes reviews. If you do have iTunes, please do review us. Again, go to punkradio.com and on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. You'll be taken to the music store page where you can review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK.
Yes, and I would appreciate it if future mystery assistants didn't nearly stick an empty wine glass in my eye. Now, I am just Tony, just very, very...
Oh, you've gone.
Are
you back?
That's giving away what I'm doing. No, don't cut it yet. I am going to ask my guests, and thank you for being my guests on Mystery Assistants, Hangboy and Always Looking, to quickly shout into the mic stuff about them. Go for it. Quick.
Busties, visit me at MySpace and Facebook and book me for a party to truss you and your girlfriends up into corsets, knickers, and all the rest of it.
Charlie's Hair Salon. Find us on MySpace and find us on Facebook. Come and get your hair massacred to a decent soundtrack.
Yes, and now I'm concerned by the whole thing, because I suddenly realised the conversation you had with Always Looking about what a waspy was. I'll tell you what a waspy is, Tony. A waspy is a corset that doesn't involve the boobs. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poog, oh, poog.
But you can't, yeah.
How was that, man? Was that right?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I was still talking, wasn't I? Keep it going. This is live radio. Live, live, live. I want you to touch my penis.
I'm going to stop it there.